Welcome, everyone, to episode 89 of Dimes on Duval. He's Mike Yazji. I'm Keith Manzi, bringing you our, I don't want to call it mock draft episode, but kind of our pre-draft review episode. So you can listen to it before and get your ideas of what we think of the draft. Or you can listen to it after the draft and make fun of us for being completely wrong.
That's probably the more accurate one.
This will be up 4/26. The draft is 4/27. So
you have a day and a half to listen to it. And then after that, you have it forever to make fun of us, because it's going to be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everything for a long, long time.
Yeah, as long as we don't somehow, some way lose everything, it'll be there for eternity. So I don't want to jump right in. So first I want to say happy birthday, Mike.
Thanks. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
The in-person birthday wish.
We calculated this a couple years ago. I was born at 4:42 p.m. on the 23rd. Do you remember what time you were born on?
12 p.m.
12 p.m. Okay,
like on the dot.
You're better at math than me.
From 4:40.
4:42 p.m.
Okay.
To when you were born. How far apart are we actually?
So 12 to 12 at 12 hours. So then you do 7 hours. 19 hours and 15 minutes around that ballpark.
Nice.
So Keith,
not
is
even a full day.
Keith is 19 hours older than me, and he rubs it in my face every year, except year.
I didn't this year.
Next year, I'm gonna rub it in your face.
I didn't this year though.
I know.
I made sure not to.
Although there's two text messages. I don't know if you've had some funny birthday texts. One is shout out to two people. One of them, I'm not going to be able to, I don't want to play the voice message on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That is my friend George. And then the second one is a loyal listener, Will. He texted me, let me pull up the exact text message. I know his ass is older than me, but
are both of them 30 and older?
No, one of them's younger than me.
Ah.
No, his is a more inappropriate message. So.
Ah, gotcha, gotcha.
But Will texted me, happy birthday, young man, LOL. One more year, and then I'll help you register for your AARP membership. So shout out to Will, even though I know you're older than me, so I'll be joining your club very soon.
Yeah, that's why he was going to help you. Yeah. He has the experience.
Exactly.
Hey, do you remember what hospital you were born in?
I want to say Memorial, but I'm not 100% sure.
That wasn't mine. I think I was St. Vincent's. I don't remember either.
Yeah, no, I don't remember.
But yeah, did you do anything for your birthday?
Worked.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Monday birthday.
Mine was a Monday. So, but luckily for me, the weekend before was a great weekend. Julia came into town and we hung out all weekend, and her parents and my parents met. So that was good. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yep. So that was a fun weekend. It was a busy weekend, but it was a fun time. What about you?
I test drove some cars. As you know, I've been in the market for a little while now. Yes. And, test drove a Kia Sportage and a Honda CR-V hybrid, and they're both very nice, but I'm actually leaning towards the Kia. If you want to blast me in the comments, you go right ahead, but I test drove them both, and I've had a Honda before. I'm a very Honda loyalist kind of guy, but that Kia just, that was smooth as butter.
Not even that. You also did something else this weekend that I saw that I asked you about pre-show.
I already forgot.
What's on your wrist?
Oh, yeah, I got my second tattoo of my 28th year or whatever. I got shout out to the little sister, Julia.
No, not my girlfriend.
She is a tattoo artist. If you are in the market for tattoos, you can look at her work at Jules Tattoos, J-U-L-E-S Tattoos, on Instagram. She does great work. She put a little rubber band on my wrist, as some of you might know. You probably don't pay attention, but I've worn a rubber band or a bracelet or something on my right wrist for a very, very long time. And now I have it forever immortalized on me with the 23 on there to signify the date of my birth and my favorite number.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, and I had some awesome barbecue. Bearded pig, baby.
There you go. Speaking of which, we need to get dinner soon. Not today, but another time.
I was going
to
say, please not today. It's already 8:30.
No, it's late.
We're struggling. Yeah. But, hey, it is what it is. You had to work. You're a busy man.
Yep.
I get it.
I had to show houses, so let's get this episode on the road.
Absolutely. First things first, before we get into the Jaguars, Paolo Banchero, Rookie of the Year. receives 98 of the 100 first place votes. Rightfully given to him.
Should have been unanimous.
Yeah. I had some beef with a friend of mine, Alma, about some of the discussions from Andy Larson, who is the Utah Jazz beat reporter.
But who's the other one that voted against?
I do not know. They probably haven't released it yet. We'll see. But
give it about a week.
It
or
wasn't
two.
A vote for Jalen Williams, so it was two for Walker, I assume. But hey, for all you stat nerds out there, love stats. They're really cool. But Paolo had a record-setting rookie campaign with his raw stats, his points per game, rebounds per game, assists per game. He's in elite company with like LeBron and Luka and stuff like that. So
let's hope he's better than Luka.
I hope so too. But real quick before we jump off this topic, the two other rookie of the years for the Atlanta Magic are
Dwight Howard.
No.
Who won it his year? Was it Emeka Okafor?
Probably.
Oh God.
I'm gonna look
Shaq,
that up while
Shaq
you look.
Is one of them.
Yep.
Shaq is one of them, and I want to say it is. I don't think it was Penny, was it?
Nope.
No, I didn't think so. Oh, Mike Miller.
Mike Miller.
Yeah, I remember Mike Miller.
What year was Dwight?
04.
04. Emeka Okafor, yeah. Yep.
And that was the only relevance he ever had in the NBA.
Yep, Mike Miller carved himself out a decent career. I'm pretty sure he got a ring in Miami.
I think so, yeah.
With
and
LeBron.
Now he's actually Paolo's agent.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I am almost positive Mike Miller is Paolo Banchero's agent.
I'm on his Wikipedia page right now.
Paolo Banchero.
He was hired as an assistant coach under Penny in Memphis in 2018, but
Paolo
he resigned
Banchero agent is Mike Miller. Yep. Mike Miller was there at the draft.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. So a double connection to Orlando. I'll take it. Mike Miller, I'm sure, was like, you got nothing, rook, on me.
Hey, well, Mike Miller has a shooting camp too, so
yeah.
You need to work on your shot, Mike. I know you do, so go see him.
I need to work on my basketball in general.
You and me both. All right. Enough basketball, enough birthday banter. Let's talk some Jaguars, Bubba.
Let's do it. And don't call me Bubba. What the hell?
Buddy boy?
No, we're not doing the top or the worst ways to be called something. What was it? Part of my take today, Mount Rushmore of names to call someone.
I have
it was
no
like
idea.
Bubba, pal, champ.
Champ,
sport,
champ is terrible.
Sport.
Yeah, sport is
kid. There's other names. I'm like, oh, my pal. No, I'm good. Anyway.
Okay. Brother?
Sure. That's more acceptable than Bubba.
Mr. Yazji?
No one. I hope no one ever calls me that.
All right. Sorry. Off topic. So Trent Baalke says there are 127 players on their draft board as of 5 days ago.
I believe it.
There are other fallbacks, but they're really fixated on that 127. Of those 127, I'm going to go through some of the mock drafts that have been posted all over the internet. And I'd like you to give your thoughts on these people's takes. Sound good?
Okay. Do you want me to give like a grade on the thought or the just actual player? Or do we want to go like give actual thought process on where they're thinking?
That one. Yeah.
Okay.
The second one.
Okay.
All right. So first up, we have from Jacksonville.com, that's going to be Demetrius Harvey. First round, 24th overall, as we all know, is our pick. Osiris Torrance, guard from Florida.
Now, I don't know if does he have a whole mock draft or just saying like who he thinks is going to be taken?
This is the Jaguars mock draft.
Okay, so
that's our first round pick. Do you want to look?
I would say, does he cite like where he's getting that availability? Because I want to see who he picked Torrance over. It doesn't say.
I don't think so.
Okay, that's not a big deal. It might be a series of some sort, but I mean, I like Osiris Torrance. I mentioned him before on our draft prospects to end the shows in the last, 6 months? Yeah.
Yes.
I mentioned his name in January of this year. I do think he's a very good fit for the Jags. We need an offensive guard, potential offensive tackle, but he'll probably be playing right guard. Or, I'm sorry. opposite of
Chatley?
No. He'd be replacing Chatley. March. Who's the guard we signed from Washington? Why am I blanking? Scherf? Yes, opposite Scherf. Thank you. So I do believe Osiris Torrance would be a great fit. Now, I don't know if he'll be there at 24, because he could be there at 24, but you could also, he might actually fall to the late second. He might be there in the second round, but I highly doubt that. So if you believe in him, I would take him at 24.
I mean, our second round pick is 56. I don't think he'd last.
Yeah, that's
that
a long
long
time. 30 picks is a long time. Yeah. But I do believe Osiris Torrance would be a good pick. So if Osiris Torrance was there, obviously not knowing who would be taken after Osiris, I would give that a B-plus grade, just because I don't think offensive line is a number one need, but I do believe it is a very good fit.
Okay. Lou Scataglia from withthefirstpick.com picks Keely Ringo, cornerback from Georgia.
Can you? I'm going to ask you again. Is there a, like, a draft? Nothing? See, for me, I don't know if I would take Ringo that early. I think Ringo's a good player. I mean, he was a very good player for Georgia, but do we, yeah, if, let's say, if Joey Porter's still available, if somehow Cam Smith should be available, if somehow Christian Gonzalez or Devin Witherspoon somehow fall, or even Deontay Banks, I would take them all over Keely Ringo.
Keely Ringo.
I'm sorry, I
blanked
on the name, but I think Ringo is – he could possibly be there in the second round at 56. I really think he could fall to the mid-second to late-second. This corner is so deep, so I don't see why he would – I would not take him at 24 unless all those other corners are taken, and even then I'm still skeptical because I would prefer other needs. Depends on edge, offensive line. Like, I would take Osiris Torrance over Keely Ringo.
Well, I've never heard of withthefirstpick.com anyway, so maybe that's why he picked him, you know? Maybe. Trying to be different, you know?
Trying to be
like
hot
that.
Takey.
Yeah. Big Cat Country.
Oh, let me give a grade on that pick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I give that a C+, C, because okay. I think you can find better.
Okay. You've got Big Cat Country with a name that we've been throwing around a lot lately, Alabama safety Brian Branch.
That's the number one player I've seen around to Jaguars.
Is that your number one player?
My number one player?
You don't have to say your number one player right now if you don't want to, but do you think he's top three?
Okay, are you talking about like on the board or like in that range?
No, for you that you want us to take.
Of the potential people that will more like 90% chance of being there.
It's so much harder now that we're in the 24th pick.
Yeah, it's
not
like
first
a top
pick,
five
you know?
Pick. Like it's not like we know the top four picks are going to be quarterbacks. Like we don't know.
Yeah.
If Brian Branch is there, he would be my number one available pick, no matter who, like, unless obviously one of the studs like Jalen Carter or Will Anderson or even Christian Gonzalez, Joey Porter, if they fall, different story. But Brian Branch is my number one thought or my number one choice compared to the players like Osiris Torrance, like we just mentioned, right, or Keely Ringo, or players that are going to come up. I've seen Brian Brzee. I take Brian Branch over all those players. Brian Branch is definitely my number one in that availability.
Okay. Okay, moving on. Daniel Jeremiah has us. Deontay Banks, cornerback from Maryland. He crushed his combine workout.
Now, here's a guy. No, I'm kidding. Chris Collinsworth. No, I really do like Deontay Banks, and it would be very cool. Now, this is just completely non-football related, but imagine if we took Deontay Banks, who will be playing at TIAA Bank Field. So the pun on names would be
Banks on at the bank.
Or, yeah, like, lockdown, or lockdown the banks. Like, or that'll be his nickname. Like, you know how Revis Island was a thing?
Yeah.
Lockdown the banks. Same thing. Trademarked by Dimes on Duval. But I do think Deontay Banks will be a very good fit. He is a good corner. He was very good at Maryland. Now, will he? What worries me about corners, there's a run. There's a time frame between the 15 to 21 range. Teams need corner. The Jets need a corner. Washington will need a corner. Pittsburgh, God knows they need a corner. Detroit needs everything on defense. Tampa Bay is rebuilding, so it would not surprise me if they get a corner. Seattle, probably not a corner, but they need a defensive line. Chargers, well, we saw what Trevor did to them. The Ravens need receiver, so I'm not worried about the Ravens as much. Minnesota might need a corner. There's a few teams ahead of us that might, there might be a run on corners. Yeah. So corners may not be there. We will see what happens, but I do believe Deontay Banks will be a good fit if he does get picked. So Keely Ringo, I think I gave a C. And then who was the player after that?
After Ringo?
Yeah.
Was
Brian Branch. Brian Branch, I'm giving that an A. And Deontay Banks, I'm giving that an A-. I really do like Deontay Banks.
The pick before that, since you said Minnesota might need a corner, they have them taking Hendon Hooker.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Jeremiah did have that because they believe, why not? Kirk Cousins will be probably cut after this year. So
talks of the Vikings trading up and doing something very, very silly and getting a Levis or Richardson.
I highly doubt they move up to top four.
I would love it, though. Come on. As a, I'm going to call myself a halfway Packers fan. That would be funny.
Well, if they take Levis, whole buddy.
They have the Ravens taking Joey Porter Jr.
Yeah, again, Ravens, they need to take a receiver, personally. Mm-hmm. I think they need to take a receiver. But
well,
again,
right before that, Zay Flowers goes and Jordan Addison goes.
Yeah, so it's that area is a receiver corner heavy time or receiver corner heavy section of the draft. So I don't know. We'll see what happens Thursday night, but I'm very interested to see the corner. Once one corner goes, I guarantee you it's going to be a run of corners.
Okay, here's just a couple that I'm just going to throw at you. You can just tell me hell yes or hell no or whatever you want to say about them. Dalton Kincaid.
Hell no.
Tight end out of Utah, for those of you that, you know, didn't know. Broderick Jones, offensive tackle,
hell
Georgia.
Hell yes. I think he's one of the best offensive tackles in
the class. I think he goes too early.
He's going to be a top 15 pick, guaranteed. Yeah. But, man, if he falls, you take him. You absolutely take him. I think he's the second best offensive tackle or maybe the number one offensive tackle in this class because there's Paris Johnson Jr., there is Broderick Jones, and there's Peter Skoronski. Those three are going to go – give it 3 years. We'll be talking about one of those guys as being one of the top ones in the
NFL draft.
Yeah.
Mazi Smith from Michigan, D-tackle.
He's athletic as hell, but I just don't – he's like we don't need another Trayvon Walker.
Agreed.
Athleticism.
I don't want to draft a guy in the
I'm
first
scared
round.
To take an edge again because we've taken three edge players in the three of the last four drafts, and they've turned to be one terrible bust, one mid player at best, and two in the third is too early to be determined.
Okay.
And that's Trayvon. And if you don't know who I'm associating with what, you need to just look up the last 3 years.
So take some of those other, you know, the guys that we talked about that you gave good grades to are all off the board. You taking Jordan Addison or Zay Flowers if they're on the board?
Addison over Flowers.
Addison over Flowers. Okay. That's all I wanted from that.
So, like, if you're telling me Brian Branch is gone, you're telling me Osiris Torrance is gone, you're telling me
all the guys that we just named plus
Deontay
like
Banks,
Joey Porter Jr. is
gone.
Joey
Porter. God, you're making it hard.
Yeah.
Is Bijan there?
Okay, yeah, Bijan's there. You taking Bijan?
I would call and see who the hell wants Bijan Robinson because you're going to want a team who needs a running back, a.k.a. Buffalo, a.k.a. the Chargers, if they decide to move on from Austin Eckler.
Eckler gets traded draft night, yes or no? I say yes.
I say no. It's hard to move a player on draft night, especially a player of that caliber. Does DeAndre Hopkins get traded draft night? He's the one who's been really wanting out for a lot longer.
I'm going to say yes to that, too.
I think he gets traded to the Patriots draft night.
That'd be funny.
I don't know why I feel like the Patriots are about to get very good real quick, and I'm very over it.
They actually, and Daniel Jeremiah's, he has Bijan Robinson going to the Patriots.
That 14. Would be disgusting because you're telling that if they trade for Hopkins, you have DeAndre Hopkins on one side, you have Juju Smith-Schuster on the other side, you have Bijan Robinson in the backfield.
Yeah, but what about their quarterback?
That's where it gets interesting. So.
You're stuck with Mac Jones.
So I did a little mock draft, like just for shits and giggles.
Why not?
Me and my two cousins, we usually share our mock drafts. Like we have an app. We just go on, create a draft. I'll tell you, I have 5 trades happening in this thing.
5 trades, huh?
Yes. And I have the Jaguars actually trading. Oh, no, they're sticking at their pick. So at the time of their pick, they have Brian Branch, Zay Flowers, B.J. Ojulari, Anton Harrison, Cam Smith, Osiris Torrance, and 2 other names I'm not going to pronounce. Yeah, I took Brian Branch over all of them. Osiris Torrance fell at 29. Like, I can see Osiris Torrance falling, but, yeah, no, I don't know. I just don't see the Jags passing on Brian Branch if he's there. He's the perfect fit for this defense. You put Darius Williams on the number 2. You put Brian Branch in the slot, and you have Tyson Campbell on the outside. Safeties, you can replace Rayshon Jenkins after this year, potentially, or even see if Cisco's even worth it. If Cisco's worth an extension, you extend him. If not, you let him go. You put in Brian Branch to replace him. So they've got the idea. They just need to build this defense back up, because the offense is pretty okay, minus offensive line, but we'll see.
We shall see.
I'm excited for Thursday.
It's gonna be a great time. And
you know what? I was driving. Sorry to cut you off. I was driving over here, and I was thinking. I was like, okay, what am I doing Thursday night? I've got to find out what the hell I'm doing for the draft. The draft party at the stadium sold out. So
good.
It's good, but also like, do I want to be downtown? You're not gonna get out of downtown until probably 12 o'clock at night.
I mean,
unless the Jags trade up.
I always offer, you know, my situation, the Skyler move, as I call it, come park here, scooter.
No, I'm not talking about that. Well, I guess that's true, but
it would get you out of downtown faster. It's just, you just have to pay for the scooter.
Yeah, I'm cheap. But I was thinking, I was like, last time the Jags were picking that late was when we took Travis Etienne, and I remember where I was. We took Trevor. We were like, okay, we are not waiting until 21 to be in the stadium. We were all starving. Because we got there like 5:30, because we want to have good seats. We're at state. It was in the stadium.
You went to the Ale House.
Yes, I went to Ale House on Southside.
I remember, because I was still at the stadium with Osquay.
Yes,
we stayed. We were one of the few that actually stayed and waited for that pick to happen. Because I was with him and his mom, and we were just kind of like, we don't have to leave right now, do we? No. Okay, we will just stick around. I had eaten. He had eaten. So we're like, we were okay on that front. But yeah. That was, I remember being hyped for that. I was like,
I was very confused because you just had James Robinson at 1,000 yards. Mm-hmm. So it really worries me that we might have a chance at Bijan Robinson. So I don't know. If we take Bijan Robinson, oh brother, I have no clue what the hell that offense is going to look like. But that offense is going to be very electric.
Yes. All right. Before we shut things down here, I just want to go over some quick trades that FanSided came up with for Black and Teal. And I'm going to read them off to you. And we're going to see what you think of them. You know, there's just 3 trades. So this first one is with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles will give us pick number 10. Is there anybody at 10 that seems that enticing to trade up for, you think? But we give them pick 24, 56, and 202.
Wait, say that trade one more time.
Jaguars receive pick number 10 from the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
Eagles receive the 24th pick, the 56th pick, and the pick 202.
202 is whatever. 24. So you're giving the first and second for this guy, which means they're probably going up after a receiver or a corner. So if I had to guess, they're going up to get Jackson Smith and Jigba.
This thing says maybe it's a receiver, an offensive lineman, or a defensive.
I would never trade
pass rusher. I'm sorry. I'm still scarred from that. So.
If Jackson Smith and Jigba, you trade up to get him, you are guaranteed
I would cry.
Chris Olave is one of my favorite receivers in the NFL now. Mm-hmm. He and Garrett Wilson both said in Ohio State, they both went to Ohio State, they both said Jackson Smith and Jigba is the more athletic, the better, and the better player and the better route runner than those two. And those two are very damn good. It's saying a lot for the two stud receivers in the NFL now, saying that someone coming up is better. And on top of that, guess who's coming next year? Marvin Harrison Jr., who could be better than Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Yeah.
Ohio State is pumping out receivers, and they are studs. All thanks to Brian Hartline, but that's another topic for another day.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Ohio State's pump is about to be receiver U very shortly.
Crazy. Ooh. So, I'm just basing it off of
off that
Peter
trade,
Schrager's.
Off that trade, I'm taking that trade all day. And if it's Jaxon Smith-Njigba at 10.
Peter Schrager has at and Daniel Jeremiah both have Jaxon Smith-Njigba available at 10. So, yeah, I'd be down for that, too.
I would take Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Say, F the defense. It's all about scoring points. Who's going to stop Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, Christian Kirk, Calvin Ridley, Zay Jones, and Jaxon Smith-Njigba? Mm-hmm. And then I guess what? After next year, you can move on from Zay Jones and have three young – well, not young Calvin Ridley anymore, but still great receivers, and just have the speedster, have the bigger big play threat, and also the most reliable possession receiver in Christian Kirk. And Zay Jones is great. Also, on top of that, Evan Ingram.
Yeah,
I'm telling
you. I was waiting for you to say Evan.
I'm telling you, if you can get that offense, who is stopping them?
It's insane.
Other than
as long as
we
can protect the quarterback.
Other than a word I'm not going to say on air. But we are – God, I'm ready for this year.
Me too.
I'm ready for Thursday night.
You naming all of those receivers actually makes this next one so much funnier to me. So you ready for the next one?
The next trade offer? Okay.
This is between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
We trade for Mike Evans.
Mike Evans comes to Jacksonville as we give up pick 56 and a future fourth rounder.
Oh, my God.
You just went on a whole receiver rant.
Hang on. So you're telling me we trade 56, a second round pick.
Yep.
And what
and
pick?
A future fourth.
Future fourth.
So we'll just say 2024 fourth.
So it'll be next year's fourth. I would absolutely do that. Well, if, I don't know if we have that because of the Calvin Ridley trade.
You know, I'm just making it up.
I would gladly trade that for Mike Evans, and then you can say you can stay at 24. You take your defensive whatever player you want, or you can take your offensive lineman.
Yep.
You have your receiver, Mike Evans, for the next 3 years guaranteed. You have Mike Evans as a true red zone threat. Calvin Ridley is your number two. Or number one, because he's younger than Mike Evans. Christian Kirk is still getting paid. Zay Jones would be, oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Etienne, oh, my goodness. This is just wild. So you taking it?
Absolutely.
Why not?
There's not one trade so far I would not take. Okay, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Would you swap ones with – you're the Packer. You're representing the Packers.
Okay, Packers are at 15.
Now, yes. Would you swap ones with them? And you send them Josh Allen? I'm sorry. The Packers take Josh Allen and 24 for 15.
For the Jaguars to get what?
15.
So I mean, like, the Packers who are you targeting at 15 that you want to move up for? Or just to get rid of Josh Allen?
That's my thought.
I know. That's why I said it.
But honestly, I would get one of the corners. Give me Joey Porter.
Well, it's funny because... Peter Schrager here has the Packers taking Jaxon Smith-Njigba, which would be hilarious if they finally draft a receiver after Aaron Rodgers
is gone.
In my
little mock draft, I have the Packers trading up to number 8 and taking Jaxon Smith-Njigba. They're literally over Aaron Rodgers, and they should be.
I think – let me see. I'm going to look at this. You know what? Sure. I don't think he stays that long, but I kind of want the Packers to take Paris Johnson Jr. I don't think he'll last to 24, but I think you take the chance. That maybe since
I mean Osiris Thorns could be there
or Osiris, yeah, exactly. So
I also can see Josh Allen being moved, maybe not. Maybe the Jags are sticking with Allen. I don't know, but I am so ready for Thursday night.
It is gonna be great. You ready for the last one?
Yeah,
and then we can get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. This is between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans. I didn't pre-read these.
There's no shot with trading division. But sure, let's hear it.
It's stupid. It's Derrick Henry for pick 88.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No?
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
How come?
This man is literally, we keep saying he's 1 year away from falling off a cliff. I would rather hold on to a third round pick that has more value to this team than Derrick Henry.
I love it.
Sure, he's a local hometown kid. And that's guarantee you the reason why they put that trade out there.
Let's see. It would be nice to see him join their team as he's been mentioned in some trade rumors throughout winter.
He might get traded to Philly.
The Jags may have to pay a little bit more considering their division rival, but that might be worth it.
That's also, Derrick Henry has killed us.
And Henry in Trevor Lawrence's backfield, they could become very dangerous.
Okay, running back, you never give a pick for a running back. I don't care. You can take...
Not even a seventh round pick for a running back.
No, we took James Robinson and turned into 2,000-yard seasons. undrafted.
Well, okay.
And now he's about to be out of the league.
And that comes back to the running back position is so – it's such a crapshoot. You have guys that you're like, oh, that guy's surefire, and he sucks.
By the way, I think Bijan's a bust. Just marking that right now on tape.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I thought it a little bit.
Bijan's a bust for the amount of hype he's getting.
Tyjae Spears, baby. Tyjae Spears.
Calling him the next freaking Saquon Barkley. Saquon was a much better player than he was. And Saquon went number two.
I like the way Saquon's built better, too.
Well, Saquon also can't stay healthy, so... Well,
Saquon also has coaches that are not coaching him on proper footwork, and that's a whole different story for a different
team.
That's
a different team.
That's what's hurting him is...
That's a different team. That's not why. We don't need to worry about that damn organization.
Okay, let's see. Where are we at? We're at 30 minutes on the dot. You want to go over your draft prospects that we wrote down for so long?
Let's go. Quick? All right. Let's go.
This is just a simple, do you want them on the team still or not?
At 24.
Yes.
Okay.
Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
If he somehow falls, yes.
Brian Breesy.
No.
He was a D-line Clemson. Michael Mayer, tight end Notre Dame.
No.
Peter Skoronski, O-tackle Northwestern.
If he somehow falls, absolutely.
Joey Porter Jr., quarterback Penn State.
Yes.
Jalen Carter, D-line UGA.
If he somehow miraculously falls, then yes, but I highly doubt he's out of the top 10.
Crossing out Jared Verse since he's coming back to Florida State.
Yeah, by the way, FSU going to the Natty next year.
Just lost Farmer, though.
Yeah, whatever. We have enough D-line. We'll probably get someone in the portal.
We might lose another one.
Another one in the portal.
Let's hope. Cam Smith, cornerback, South Carolina.
Yes.
Isaiah Foskey, edge, Notre Dame.
No. Iffy.
Ooh. Iffy. Osiris Torrance, OL, Florida.
Yes.
I'm going to skip my Brian Brand, safety, Alabama.
Yes.
All right.
All right. One last thing.
Drop it.
Give your final prediction on the Jags pick. Just pick a player.
Brian Branch.
You're going Brian Branch? I'm going to go Deontay Banks.
Okay.
I'm going to go Deontay Banks. I feel like that's going to happen. I hope Deontay Banks does fall. And I'm going to say whether it's trade or not, he's still going to be a Jaguar. I'm hoping. I'm going to be really pissed if we trade. Actually, I wouldn't be pissed if we trade back. This is a good draft to trade back, I think.
I agree.
This is a good draft to trade back because you can get multiple players with the same pick.
Whoever drafts Anthony Richardson, LOL to you.
I think it depends on the team. If he goes to Seattle, I think he's actually perfect fit.
Okay. Let me backtrack. If you draft Anthony Richardson and expect him to start LOL
day one.
To you.
Okay, expect him to start day one, I agree. Let's make a prediction.
Prediction.
Last prediction of the night and we go home. Well, you're already home, but where do the quarterbacks go? Top four quarterbacks. I don't care about anyone else. Where does Bryce Young go? Does he go Carolina, number one?
Yes.
Okay. Where does CJ Stroud go?
Two.
Houston.
Yep.
Where does Anthony Richardson go?
Where do you have him going?
Let me pull up.
I got to get my
order. I have Vegas trading up to three with the Cardinals and taking Anthony Richardson.
I have him going four to the Colts.
Okay, where do you have Will Levis?
Actually, I had Levis going. Levis is going four to the Colts. I'm sorry.
Okay, where do you have Richardson?
Richardson's going to go.
I also have Levis to the Colts. He just screams Indianapolis to me.
He does. I mean, he just looks like Matt. Like Matt Ryan fit there. Peyton Manning
Matt Ryan
fit there
with a look. With just jacked arms.
Yeah.
So I have Richardson going to the Raiders, Levis going to the Colts, Stroud going to the Texans.
I have him dropping to the seventh
pick. Oh, you have him dropping. I don't think they take the chance of letting him drop to Seattle. I think Seattle is the lowest he goes.
Yeah.
God, I'm ready for Thursday.
It's going to be lit, man. I might just go up to players and grab me some double grilled Cajun
Oh, by the way,
wings.
This actually shows how big of a joke UF is. They have two potential first-round picks, and they went 6-7. Just had to make a dig at Florida.
Why is that a dig?
Because they suck. How do you go 6-7 with two potential first-round picks?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I was trying to like, wait, that doesn't that mean they're doing a good job? No,
yeah, but they went 6-7. So keep having hope in Billy Napier, Gator fans. Keep having hope.
Please.
He's your Willie Taggart, by the way, just an FYI. So.
With that being said.
Oh, and F Miami. Just had to show that. That fan
I don't even know of a prospect from Miami, but I don't really care.
Yeah, because they are bums.
Thank you for listening to episode 89 of Dimes on Duval, presented by Nerdy Nuts. We are going to sign off. I'm going to edit this and plop it up as soon as possible so we can get things going for for draft night. We can go ahead and watch draft night and enjoy it. So thank you all so much. And for Mike Yagi, I'm Keith Manzi, signing off. Have a good night.
And for the last time of the 2023 NFL Draft, Deontay Banks, cornerback, Maryland.